We had a call right about 7:30 this morning from a passing merchant vessel reporting an upturned hull with a person sitting on the upturned hull. Since that time, we have recovered that individual, and he's currently in the care of NHS colleagues. But since that time, we've been conducting a quite extensive search for the other crewmen who we believe were part of the crew of this fishing vessel. The fishing vessel is registered in Belgium, so obviously we're working with our colleagues in the Belgian search and rescue authorities to assist us with information that we might be able to obtain from that side of the channel. We have three RNLI lifeboats involved at the present time. They're from Ramsgate and from Harwich. We have a UK search and rescue helicopter currently engaged in the search, and a number of local vessels also. These are vessels that were just passing through the area, are also assisting with the search. The search is presently ongoing at this time. The conditions actually are relatively benign in calm sea, relatively light wind, which makes spotting objects at sea a little bit easier, I have to say, when you know, apart from if you're searching in rough conditions. The visibility is nice and clear as well. The incident location started around about 17 miles or so to the northeast of Northumberland, so in Thanet. Now, inevitably, objects not under power or some form of power when they're on the sea will move under the influence of the tide or under the influence of the wind. So the upturned hull has been moving or drifting, if you like, but that's where the incident started, around about 17 miles northeast of Northumberland. There is a duty on all people who go to sea to you know, keep an eye out for these sorts of situations. That's part of long-established tradition for folk who go to sea. He was quite lucky to be spotted.